Thanks for everyone for being here again tonight. We've been coming to Washington for a lot of years. You and I have, right? And for years, we have dreamed of turning points. Points when the tide finally turns in Congress and the momentum toward climate action becomes unstoppable. When change becomes inevitable, that's what we've been dreaming of. Well, I don't know how you feel about it, but I come here every week to Capitol Hill, and something is changing, and I think that we have reached that point. I feel like the tide has turned, and it doesn't matter who is in the Oval Office, doesn't matter who's head of the EPA, when American citizens finally start to demand climate action, and they have, when Congress begins to take climate seriously, and they have, and when Republicans and Democrats finally start sitting down and talking about finding a way forward on climate change, that's when things will start to move. And they'll move faster than any of us ever thought possible. I feel it changing. And what makes me think we're there? What makes me think we're at this point? When I started on this climate journey, and probably when you started also, there was not a Republican in sight on climate change, was there? Not one. And we worked for years to find the first Republican who would step up on climate change, and they finally did. And then it took 3 years to find the first Republican who would sit down with a Democrat and join the Climate Solutions Caucus. Now the caucus, let's put that in perspective, years to find the first one. Now the caucus is averaging 3 new Republican members every month. I don't know about you, but I consider that astounding acceleration and momentum. That's the way it feels to me. And today, as Danny said, 26 Republicans are forward on the climate change issue, and that's just in the House. 10% of the House of Representatives now belongs to the Climate Solutions Caucus and sitting at that table. 10%. And when you think back to where we were just 2 years ago, that's astounding. We're starting to break down this brick wall that has separated the parties on climate change. And if you've ever tried to tear down a wall, you know one thing, that getting out that first brick, that's the tough one. And the second brick's a little easier. And it gets easier and easier. And today we have 42 bricks taken out of that wall. And I am telling you, the wall is coming down. How else do I know this is happening? Well, I know it because in Congress today, being for climate action no longer revokes a member's conservative credentials. Because Congressman Darrell Issa has joined the Climate Solutions Caucus. Nobody ever thought that would happen. And because Congressman Mark Sanford, a card-carrying member of the Freedom Caucus, has now joined the Climate Solutions Caucus. And Congressman Sanford is out there with the best of them, standing next to Congressman Curbelo, talking freely and forcefully about the fact that America needs to address climate change. Now, I'm not saying that we've won the battle, but we're getting there faster than I ever expected. Things are getting very real, very fast. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy. We've got a tough road ahead of us, no doubt about it. But CCL has prepared us so well, and CCL is so ready for this moment that I feel confident we can seize it and take advantage of this point in history. So I am revved up and ready to rock. That's how I feel. Now, something else has changed on Capitol Hill. The sentiment on carbon fee and dividend has shifted. It has gone from a nice theory. You remember those years, right? When we were here with the textbook theory, they thought. And it's gone now to carbon fee and dividend is a mainstream idea whose time has come. It's a mainstream idea that both parties are starting to see is the only way forward for Congress. So this year in your lobby meetings, I want you to do something. I want you to keep a sharper lookout for signs of stepped up interest in carbon fee and dividend. In sales, they call this buying signals. If you're buying a car, there's nothing the salesman likes to hear more than what colors do you have. He knows then that you are serious. Right? So what are the buying signals that we should look for? Well, you'll see all kinds of perceptions on your own. Some of the things that I look for are they taking notes at key moments in what you're saying? Keep track of that. Do they nod their head in agreement when you are saying important concepts? Maybe things they weren't nodding at last year. Keep track of that. Do they ask you questions about details that show that they are thinking past the theory toward actually implementing this process? The mechanics, the logistics, the language. This is the level of detail that we are getting down to with many members of Congress right now, and it's really exciting. These are the buying signals. And are they thinking about the details of the politics involved and the economics involved? So if you see these signals in your lobby meetings this year, please sound the alarm. Tell Danny. Danny will tell our DC team and me, and we will work with you to figure out next steps to walk that member of Congress forward on carbon fee and dividend. So tonight, I am not thinking about how strong the headwinds are. I am not thinking about how steep the mountain ahead of us is. I am thinking about how far we have come. I'm thinking about how the momentum has shifted and the tide has turned. And I'm starting to think just a little bit about what it will feel like someday when I sit in the gallery in the Capitol watching the roll call as our bill goes to a vote. So I dare you to think about that just a little bit, to envision that moment of success that is coming. It can happen. It will happen. And I look forward to making it happen with all of you. Thank you very much.